So let's review. The Mishnah had said that the Meiser Nazir, the surplus of the Nazir carbon of an individual Nazir, goes for Nedava. Rav Chisson now clarifies, B'husha karva chatasa b'saif. This is only true if the Nazir brought his chatas as the last of the three karbanas that he is obligated to bring. If the chatas is the last carbon, then the surplus money is Meiser chatas, which goes to Nedava. However, if he brought the carbon shlam last, then the funds are a Meiser shlam, which, as our Mishnah explained, goes for other shlamim sacrifices. Rav Zeir disagrees and says, "Afil karva shlamim b'saif halacha achasi b'nazir shetehei meiseres nedava." It is halacha l'meishem esina that in any case the meiser nazir is brought as a nedava, even if the nazir brings his shlamim carbon last. The Gemara continues the discussion of the nazir. Amar Rav Chisda, meiser lach mishal nazir yurkav. If a nazir separated the flour for his carbon and then passed away, the flour is left until it becomes spoiled and unfit for a carbon. Or if a Nazir has leftover funds, he must discard them. The Gemara says, Savrin lemeimer, hu lachmai hu meiser nesachav. We would think that a nesachim of the Nazir, which accompany the Nazir, would have the same din. However, the Gemara says, Amar b'yesi b'rabboin, meiser nesachav kachay kachay minun valkein yiplu nedava. As a nesachim of the Nazir are considered kachay kachay, the leftover funds go to the nedava fund of the Beis HaMikdash. Next Mishnah continues the discussion about Meiser, surplus funds from other Kodesh endeavors. Zak the Mishnah, Meiser Shavuyim L'Shavuyim, Meiser Shavu L'Aisi Shavu, funds designated for Pidyon Shavuim should be continued to be used for the same purpose. Funds earmarked for a certain person who is being redeemed from captivity should go to that specific person after he is released. Meiser Anim L'Aniyim, Meiser Ani L'Aisi Ani, money collected for needy people must be used for that purpose. If money was collected for a specific individual, then it must go to that individual. Meisra meisim lemeisim. Money collected to help cover burial costs must be used for that purpose. Meisra meis liyarship. The leftover funds used for a specific deceased person are given to his heirs. Remeir oimer, meisra meis yeimunach atshiyav liyo. And Rav Nosson holds that funds left over from a specific deceased person's needs should be used to build a monument on his grave. Ein paidin shava b'shava. We do not use funds raised to redeem one person in captivity for another. They ain't go even talis b'talis. We do not use funds collected for one needy person for another. However, ein mamchen b'yad ha'pranasim b'kach. If a gabit stucker feels that funds should be redirected for other needy people, we trust their judgment on these matters. On the topic of monuments, Rav Shimon Gamliel taught, ein oisin nefashas l'tzadikim. Tzaddikim do not need monuments, as their Torah and good deeds are their testaments to their lives. The Gemara relates a story with Rabbi Yechanan, who was walking along while being aided by Abba, and then he saw Rabbi Lazar apparently hiding from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was very upset about his behavior, as well as about the fact that Rabbi Lazar did not always quote halachas in his Rebbe's name. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi tried to appease Rabbi Yechanan by relating a case of two Talmidei Chacham who were arguing so much that the Sefer Torah became torn as a result of their arguments, and they were chastised greatly for their behavior. Rabbi Yochanan was not appeased, claiming that a Talmud to a Rebbe needs to act in a respectful manner. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi tried to appease Rabbi Yochanan by quoting a teaching of Yeshua, that everything he taught was the teaching of Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe. He did not need to quote Moshe Rabbeinu, as everyone knew where his teachings came from. Rabbi Yochanan was appeased by Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi's words. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so concerned about having his teachings quoted in his name? The Gemara answers that we find even by David HaMelech that he davened for this, as it says, Agura b'halacha ilamim, where David HaMelech asked Hashem that his words be said over by other Yidden in shuls and bat midrashos, and this would be considered that he will be living in both worlds at the same time. Continuing on this topic, Shimon ben Nazir says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol tamad chachim sha'oimim d'v'halacha mipiv b'oil mazeh, Sivsav Reichashis Imay Bekeva. Any Tamach Chacham in whose name Halach is quoted, it is as if the Tamach Chacham's lips move in the Keva. And Mefarshim explained that this means that the one quoting this Halacha or teaching actually connects with the Tzaddik in the upper worlds, and it is as if that Tzaddik is teaching to the person directly. Rabbi Zeir taught that a Talmud must see his Rebbe while teaching in order to be able to properly receive his teachings and quote them in his name. The Perek concludes this discussing another yearning of David HaMelech, namely to be able to be zeicher to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Latzanei Hadar would taunt David HaMelech saying, David, David, emasai yivne Beis HaMikdash. Emesai beis Hashem neilich, knowing full well that Shlomo HaMelech, his son, was designated by Hashem to build the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech told Hashem that he would gladly depart from this world earlier to hasten the building of the Beis HaMikdash, to which Hashem answered David HaMelech, Yamim Shlomim ani Maynalach, I will not detract a minute from your life. And furthermore, Chavalai Tzedakah V'chesed Sha'ata Oisa, Yesem Na Karban, your righteous deeds are more precious in my eyes than all the karbanos that will be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Hadner Lach Mitzarfin Shkolem. The third parak begins by describing the three times of the year that the Trumas Alishka took place. B'shloisha prakim b'ashana terminus Alishka. B'preisa Pesach, B'preisa Tzeres, B'preisa Chag. 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, and 2 weeks before Sukkot. The Mishnah continues. V'hein granis l'maisa behema divrei Bekiva. These dates also correspond with the times for taking Maisa Behema, according to Rabbi Kiva. Ben Azai sets the dates for Maisa Behema as the 29th of Adar, the 1st of Sivan, and the 29th of Av. Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shimon hold that the 1st of Nisan, the 1st of Sivan, and the 29th of El. Birchna explains that these dates were chosen as these are the seasons in which the baby animals are usually born. Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Tanchem, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, maintain that these dates were chosen so that there would be ample animals for the Eilu Regalim on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yudin holds that these dates were chosen so that the Yidin should not be nichshel in the Isser of Baal Ta'achar.